The US Federal Reserve has raised interest rates by 0.75 percentage point in what can only be viewed as a scramble to reduce soaring inflation. It's a major jump that is set to impact Australia and signifies an increasing concern about rampaging inflation in this country. Tim Harcourt is the industry professor and chief economist at the Institute for Public Policy and Governance at the University of Technology, and I asked him why the interest rates in the US have gone up so much.
Well, they're worried about inflation. They're worried about the impacts of the Russia-Ukraine war, the impact on gas prices, the global supply chain issues that we're still having with the lockdown in China. So they think it's all about inflation. That's why they hiked.
The interesting thing, though, is that if we didn't have a Ukraine war, we wouldn't have this amount of inflation, would we?
I think we'd have some supply-side shocks from the global supply chains, but no, it wouldn't be as large because of the huge shocks of taking, you know, 35% of Ukrainian wheat exports out of the world economy and the impact on Russian gas. You know, that's obviously huge influences.
And they're predicting that they're going to be further rises coming up, which is also what our Reserve Bank has been predicting. How high do you think it will go?
Well, I don't know. It's interesting. I mean, some commentators have said that you go hard now so you don't have to do it down the track. And I think that's in the back of their minds. It's certainly what Philip Lowe has been implying, that if he hikes quickly, the inflation effects will only be transitory. So, you know, let's hope he's right on that, because you don't want them to keep hiking because you've still got the adverse impact of the Russian-Ukraine war on the world economy, so you could push the economy into recession.
And with the another reaction from the interest rate hike is that the US dollar, of course, has appreciated and the markets were expecting that. What sort of knock-on effects does that have?
Well, when interest rates rise and people decide to get into US dollars, then Australia has to sort of react to protect the competitiveness of our dollar. But on the, you know, on the other hand, you know, the fundamentals may not say that you need to whack up interest rates given the impacts of commodity prices and exports. So they just generally react to make sure that Australian investments are competitive and attracting a high interest rate if the US rates go up.
Because if we don't react and put up our interest rates, because we're so much of a smaller market, we then have problems with attracting capital, don't we?
Well, that's right. That's right, and that can cause the dollar to devalue, which we don't particularly need at the moment, even though that's better for a lot of import competing industries.
But given that we've now had a wage case hearing at and we've been given an increase of 5.2%, which was higher really than the government was asking for, that indicates that both the government and the Fair Work Commission believe the economy is strong enough to sustain that sort of an increase.
They did indeed. I mean, some employers were saying 3%. The ACTU said 5.5. The government said 5.1. The commission actually went for 5.2, closer to the ACTU claim. And they said that this is a way you can give a bit of relief to the low paid because of the cost of living without having an adverse impact on inflation or unemployment, given that the unemployment rate is very low. So they made it very explicit that they thought the economy could handle the relief to the low paid 2 million workers and wouldn't have any impact on inflation or unemployment.
And Philip Lowe is also keeping an eye on the unemployment rate because that's something he's concerned about in increasing the cost of money as well, isn't he?
He is, yeah. Well, he's been calling for more wage rises recently, but, he has now got a bit of an inflation headache, so he's probably started to change his tune a little bit on that. Although, the low unemployment rate means that there are shortages of labour in parts of the labour market that might put some pressure on wages.
And what are the other fundamentals in the economy which are looking a bit more solid than they were?
Well, commodity prices, I mean, ironically, you don't wish a war on anyone, that the Russia-Ukraine war means that agricultural prices are good for Australia, wheat, barley, maize. Most of our oil and gas prices are probably helping Australia as a net exporter. So, ironically, all the rocks and crops that we say that are so traditional actually help Australia at a time like this.
What else should we be looking at then in terms of measures for this year that are coming up, do you think?
I think it's very important to look at the labour market and the cost of living, and everyone's obviously concerned about housing prices in Australia. It seems that the regions are picking up, and there's a bit of a slowdown in Sydney and Melbourne, which can provide some relief, particularly if interest rates come up. I'd be looking at some of the transitions to hydrogen and green energy, because they seem to be going at a faster rate than we predicted, and given gas prices, you know, that's quite an important long-term trend for Australia.
Tim Harcourt, industry professor and chief economist at the Institute for Public Policy and Governments, University of Technology, speaking with me there.